Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Alive again, yes, we're all alive again, new life. My sisters and brothers in Christ, I would like to draw your attention to words from the gospel reading for today, from Luke chapter 7 and part of verse 14. And he, Jesus, said, "Young man, I said to you, rise." And today I would say, young woman, rise. People of St. George on Young, rise. Have you ever experienced the death of someone very close to you? How did you feel? What did you do? And what if you had known in advance that in your grief you would have a visit from God, a personal encounter with Christ? I suggest that the gospel reading from Luke chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, urges us to consider these questions. So let us place ourselves in the town of Nain, at the scene of the gospel reading for today, and have taken the opportunity to show you exactly where the town of Nain is located, because I think that it's fair to say that if we were to take a poll today and ask which are your favorite locations from Scripture, I would imagine that Nain would not be at the top of the list. What do you think? And in fact, I was very fortunate, Felicity, my wife and I, we joined a group of students from Trinity College last year and went on a tour of the Holy Land. And I must tell you that Nain was really not one of the high points of our visit. Actually, we saw it from a bit of a distance. And so this is where Nain is located. But Jesus traveled to Nain. He had traveled from Capernaum, and you'd also see it there on the map. And if you have been following the sequence of the gospel readings, you would recall from last Sunday that it was in Capernaum, about 40 kilometers away, that Jesus had healed the servant of the Roman centurion. Why Jesus was going to Nain is uncertain from the gospel reading. But what we do know is that there was a large crowd of followers with him, and it is believed that the word about Jesus was spreading. And the scripture tells us that as Jesus approached the gate of the town, he noticed that a man who had died was being carried out. He was the only son of a widow. And as was the custom in those days, a large crowd from the town turned out in support. And Jesus had compassion on the widow, and he brought life back to the son. "Young man, I said to you, rise." People of St. George, Jesus is saying to us today, rise. And from the narrative by Luke, we recognize that the widow's situation was serious, as she had lost her husband and now her only son, leaving her with no means of support. No doubt, she had experienced a personal tragedy. And I would imagine that it was quite devastating. Have you ever experienced a real personal tragedy? I must tell you that my mother is a widow. She's been a widow for a very long time. And I recall standing at my father's grave on the right side of my mother. My eldest sister was on her left, and we grieved. My younger brothers and sisters were standing behind, and family members and neighbors were all there in support. But I must tell you that we serve a mighty and powerful God who brings new life and new hope. So if there's anyone grieving here today, the good news is that God brings new life and brings new hope. Because I would imagine that just like the widow, there are many among us who are feeling a sense of despair over the loss of a loved one, perhaps. Perhaps over the loss of personal health, over the loss of employment. And there are probably people we know who lack adequate financial support or may be lonely and desperate. And just as in biblical times, there are many who are marginalized and who are living without hope. I can tell you that 2 days from now, this Tuesday, in the narthex, there will be approximately 30 persons from the neighborhood who would show up here at our doorsteps to receive a $10 gift certificate for food and a TTC token. Thanks to the generosity of those who contribute to the rector's discretionary fund. And in this affluent society, there are people around us who are in dire need and living at subsistence levels. And there are many who are lonely, who are grieving, who have lost through illness, who have lost close relatives and close friends. The good news, my friends, is that Jesus cares for all who are in need. And just as he knew the widow's situation and did not wait to be approached, he brought life from death. And like Jesus, we must continue to spread the love of God and bring hope to those in need. But we are reminded, however, that the widow of Nain is just the kind of person that Jesus came to help, as he had a special concern for orphans, for widows, and for the poor. And by helping her, Jesus showed his ability to bring hope out of tragedy and life out of death. Jesus brought the young man back to life and also fanned the flames of faith in the witnesses who affirmed, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." For in their desire to establish the true identity of Jesus, the people considered him a prophet because he proclaimed the message of God and raised the dead, just like the prophets Elijah and Elisha. But we are assured that Jesus is much more than a prophet. He is God himself. But I must tell you that despite the obvious presence of the hand of God working in and through the faithful, it is often difficult for some to believe anything that is beyond human understanding. I came across this quote, and I thought that I would share it with you. And it says, "If you don't believe in miracles, Perhaps you have forgotten that you are one. If we don't believe in miracles, perhaps we have forgotten that we are miracles. A perfect reminder, isn't it? A perfect reminder. And just as Jesus reached out and had compassion on the widow by raising her son from the dead, God had compassion on us and sent Jesus to bring new life through his death. And we, through our baptism, are raised to new life in Christ. And my friends, whatever our circumstances today might be, we are encouraged to keep calm, because it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. So how are Christ's words and deeds speaking to us today? When a loved one dies, there is grief, especially when the bereaved person was very close to the deceased. And I'm sure that many in the room have experienced this. Death interrupts life, robbing us sometimes with fear of those for whom we have lots of love. And on a slightly different note, I'm sure that there are many sports fans around the world, particularly boxing fans, and perhaps many of the Vietnamese war resistors are grieving the loss of life of Muhammad Ali, who died recently. But we are assured, my friends, that Jesus brings new life out of death. Jesus acted out of compassion for the widow, and so we are reminded that faith is rooted in people's lives, not only by what we say, but more importantly, by what we do. And so I would like to share this final quote with you, and it's attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. And it says, "Preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. Preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words." So I'm going to take his advice. So finally, I suggest that the message today is about salvation, about the resurrection, and the new life we experience in our daily walk with Jesus. Jesus acted out of his own love and gave the widow's son a new lease on life. By a touch and a word, Jesus brought life to the young man, giving us the assurance that he is able to heal our pain and our sorrow. So, let us place our trust in Christ, our source of life, and may the words of Jesus, "I said to you, arise," resonate with us. And may we come alive again in Christ and be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit as we recommit ourselves to be channels of God's love to others. My sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.